Good afternoon. Welcome to the second edition of Youth Unplugged for the year 2024. Today, it's a special edition, and I say very special because today I'm joined with a close friend of mine, sandbox type of friend, Claire Marissa Smart. And this is the second time I've had Claire on Youth Unplugged within the space of, I think, a year and a half. About that, right? And that's amazing in itself because the last time you came on, I told you that when you come back, you know, you had to probably won something again.
Mm-hmm. And you did. You
this
did.
Time around, she came back and she won something that makes all of us proud here in St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. Miss OECS 2024. Now, Maureen is here as well, because you know Maureen is huge on pageantry. So she has a few questions for you. Mm-hmm. You understand? But for those who don't, they don't even know Claire. They don't know anything about Claire. They probably never see Claire before. Claire, this is your time for you to start talking, right? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Claire Marissa Smart. I'm 25 years old. Everybody should know that I'm a dancer. I work at WASCO in the accounts department. Big up WASCO.
Yeah, big up WASCO for sure.
I love carnival. I love everything about carnival. I love everything about the creative industries in St. Lucia. And I guess you'll just see my face on stage more often than not.
More often?
Yeah, more often.
Okay, well, I like to hear that. I mean, and another thing I like is the color you have on you today, red. You know, red signifies courage. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah? It does.
So you're very courageous.
You know? I am.
And coming to an interview with me, you know, that's a problem.
Yes.
When I call Claire on the phone, sometimes we spend hours talking.
Yeah.
Right? But today we have half an hour, so let me make it count. All right. So how was it going over to Dominica? You know, people associate Dominica with nature mm-hmm. and all that sort of thing. So I wasn't really expecting to hear that the pageant would have been held in Dominica. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that the first time the pageant has been?
No, Dominica is actually the host island for the pageant.
Oh, really?
They hosted it in 2017. They stopped after 2017 because they had Hurricane Maria.
Right.
And then they started back in 2019, but mm-hmm. COVID 2020, 2021, they had it in 2022. They couldn't have it in 2023. That's why our show got postponed mm-hmm. because of World Creole Festival. And I guess they're changing it to their carnival now so that it's part of their carnival celebrations.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, I just got educated. I get schooled in the second question. I like to hear that. All right. Okay. So I saw you posted all over Instagram, you know. Mm-hmm. She gone to a waterfall here. Yeah. She met the Prime Minister Dominica. You know, people associate Prime Minister's courage, you know, with a lot of humor and mm-hmm. so forth. How was that experience for you?
He's actually very, very humorous, for real. He's also very passionate about education. Everything that he spoke about when we had our meeting with him, he brought it back to our educational reform and how he wishes to see our education in the system, our educational system in the Caribbean grow mm-hmm. over the years. And I think it was very interesting because I told him, if you weren't a prime minister, what would you be? And he's like, an educator. I could tell because he was so passionate about mm-hmm. education and teaching. He used to be a teacher, so I get why it would be an educator.
Okay, well, that's inspiring for me because, you know, I'm a teacher now.
It just says that
I become a private minister. Yeah, you never know. Okay, the pageant. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always interesting when you go out to a pageant, not necessarily regionally, because sometimes you know some of the girls mm-hmm. regionally, mm-hmm. you know, locally, my bad.
Yeah.
But when you go out, I mean, you have Miss British Virgin Islands, Miss Grenada, Dominica, and of course, I think that's Antigua mm-hmm. and Barbuda.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, you met a nice set of ladies.
They were very, very, they were very welcoming. They were very excited to meet me in particular. Yeah. I'm actually not sure why, but when I got there, that's when I actually knew who they were. I went to watch their shows. I found out, okay, they won their shows in their respective islands. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to see how they interacted with each and every one of us differently. Everybody had a different relationship, and I think that was very interesting.
Because when you hear the name Claire Smart, you know, you had to start thinking regionally. And I tell you something
else. And everybody from the islands were talking about me already, so they were interested in meeting me.
Let me check your Instagram. Let me see, you know, if you have a lot of followers. And
I'm curious, though, yeah, Khalid. Was that your first regional pageant?
No, it wasn't. I did Miss Cricket Carnival in 2022. I did Miss Easterval in 2018. I did Miss Caribbean United in 2018.
Mm. That's the first title you walked away
yes.
with.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, we spoke about that on Saturday,
yeah,
you know.
It's lovely.
We spoke about it on Saturday, the fact that this is your first, let's say, big
big, very big title. Now, you've
won things before.
Yes.
But I see first big one. I have to shout out Auntie Eve because Auntie Eve was very, very, very happy. That's more me. Yeah, that's something of the whole crew from Marcy. That's from Miss Marcy Stores,
yes.
Miss Teen St. Lucia, and now Miss Oasis. That, watch me. As a friend, I had to say bigger.
Thank you. And the
crown shiny there. they give them earrings too.
Yeah,
no, that is your earrings. No, but the earrings matching. So big up the chaperone, big up everybody who put that thing together. Nice. Now that's what it's all about. Now
we were a little thing though, because I did say that and they said you've won pageants.
Yes, I have.
So give us a little insight.
Okay, so this was pageant number 10.
That you won?
No.
Okay.
Participated in, mm-hmm. but I won. My first pageant was St. Lucia's Most Talented Teen. I won that one.
Right.
Then I did Miss Independence right after. I came first runner up, but the queen gave up her crown, so I became the queen. In that year, I also did Miss Caribbean Commonwealth. This was one of the first pageants St. Lucia wanted to have regionally, but they did it for 1 year and didn't have it again. So I have that title as well. Mm-hmm. And then it's this one, Miss OCS. Wow. Yeah.
She did national?
Yes, I did.
You did national as well.
And you know what she plays?
First runner up.
Okay. But no, so what where does that leave it now for you? Because listen, you can't come back home. Like, we don't have big enough pageant now home for you. Yeah. Well, except Miss Universe.
Yeah, Miss Universe.
Yes, there's Miss World.
Do we do Miss World?
I tried out for Miss World in 2021. That was the year Tyler went.
And
I don't think I can go again.
You can't? Why? No.
Well,
that's you don't want to say it. We need to work on that because I mean there's growth. Growth within. Yeah, I mean you're
because
not the same
right
person.
Right now, she might very well be ready.
Yeah,
right
ready to just. We just said it. Yeah, that's time.
Oh
because you're not the same person that you were in 2021. Mm-hmm. Because and I know that.
Exactly.
You know, but probably they don't know. So we need to try to tell them. You know, happen. We're sending you there again.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
If you did not qualify
and
to
rob
go the
somebody
first time
else
around.
Of the experience.
Nah, it's not robbing. It's not robbing.
It's not that. Well, anyway. Probably, you know, they would have to sort that out because mm-hmm. I think there was a miss there, you know, in terms
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
wow.
If we have someone who is ready and able, I think sometimes you don't have that many people applying,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. Because last year, I was the DJ for Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Joycey and the entire crew doing Miss Universe. And there were only 3 contestants. And I know that the year before...
There's a procedure.
I'm not too sure. Because the year before...
There were at least 6 of them.
Yeah. So I'm not too sure what happened there.
They changed the format of the pageant this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There was a process. So yeah. People get eliminated in every process.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
So you see they can change it that way? Let me change it. That's what
exactly.
I'm trying to say. Because
I agree with you.
Because I thought that it was probably something that, you know, you don't have that many people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because, again, Youth Unplug is the reason that I'm so in tune with pageantry these days.
That's fine. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but since you've been back, what's the response been like?
Well, the first day I got back, I went back to work on Monday. But it was a warm welcome.
You know what? Wasco just wanted to bring our queen home.
Yeah.
I just got a little selfish.
They told me, make sure you bring your crown and your sash.
Oh,
wow.
So the entire day
you were just walking to the office with some heels and
everybody who, Your Majesty, Your Highness, congratulations, yes.
No,
it's
I almost bought a while
right,
ago.
Oh,
yeah, almost. I'm serious.
That's good.
Going on right now because some people still haven't seen me because they work downstairs, but... I mean, Wasco gave me a lot of support. They were actually one of my sponsors, and they made sure they sent videos. They had to get pictures every day. They showed me a lot of love, and I appreciate all the Wasco staff, including my manager, Miss Leslie George. I appreciate you so much. Crystal, I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
Now, let me ask, what is the mandate now? As the holder of that title,
what is my duty?
Yes.
Well,
and how would that...
Well, I'm not a representative for just St. Lucia anymore.
Exactly.
It's much bigger than...
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Just St. Lucia.
Wasco might have to give you a lot more time off.
Yes, I actually told them that when I came in on the Monday, I was like...
Not vacation, Lisa.
Not vacation, time off.
Special
so
time.
So I can actually travel. And the OACS is very big on regional integration. Mm-hmm. And as a dancer, I think I want my first order of business to create a platform where dancers across the Caribbean can create friendships and create spaces where they share their talent.
Do you have that leeway? Is it open to you to decide some of the things you would like to channel?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
lovely.
It is.
Awesome.
I was actually told to create a timeline of what I'm interested in doing during my reign for the entire
Beautiful.
Year. So I haven't started as yet, but I do hope to start soon. But my first order of business has to be dance. I want to make sure that I go back to what I love the most. Mm-hmm. And Miss Antigua is also a dancer, so I want to team up with her to do mm-hmm. some work in the member states as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. What did you say you would like to use a dance to do? How do you intend to use it?
Create spaces where dancers share their gift with each other, mm-hmm. Where we can mix and match our cultures. Because I think everybody thinks, you know, I'm Saint Lucia, no, I'm Trinidadian, or I'm Jamaican, but they don't realize that on the global market, we're literally watched as a unit. And the things that we can do when we come together is, I can just imagine.
I mean, it's amazing that you say that, because mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, at one point, people like Marsha Montano, mm-hmm. the dancers that, you know, it's not only Trinidadians. You had Royal G from Barbados, mm-hmm. and, you know, people from different mm-hmm. islands, you know, and
yep.
the production is always amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you could get out of
when
that.
Go to every Caribbean island. Yep. There's talent across the Caribbean, and I think it
is even more so than just talent based, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of you could use that space to channel a lot of other, you know, causes.
Yes,
you know,
especially as the contestants I participated with, they were all passionate about different things. So there was Amoni, who was passionate about preservation, our natural preservation. Okay. There's Miss Antigua, who is also passionate about dance, along with me. Miss Dominica is, she is Kalinago, so she loves her indigenous roots. Uh-huh. She wants to share the knowledge that she has. Miss Bivia is a journalist. She has published 2 books on environment, on the environment for children, and I think that's really interesting.
Wow.
So everybody has something that they're passionate about, and I think that as Miss OACS, I should be able to team up with each and every one of them. And
I'm listening to you. You beat some world class people.
Yeah. I like it.
That's a win, eh? No. That's a big win. High five. That's a big, give me a high five. Bring it in. That's a big win,
now,
you know.
We have to talk about the sections, eh? You know,
yeah, she won mostly all of the
that one there from Loop Music.
Yeah,
she
walked away with most of those. Yeah, she did. Subtitles. Yeah. You
imagine she has sent that for me. Huh?
You got it.
I have to go online, you know, check it out. So let's go. Claire Smart also awarded best in creative national wear, mm-hmm. best swimwear, best in evening wear, mm-hmm. and best promotional video. So I'm going to start with the promotional video,
mm-hmm.
because where did that come from?
What did Saint you use?
Saint Lucia.
No, no, no.
What did you use? What was the idea
behind it? All of that.
We just wanted to showcase everything that people love about Saint Lucia. So I did the rainforest in Babono. I did Soufre, obviously, the Sulphur mm-hmm. Springs. I did mm-hmm. Pigeon Island National Landmark. I spoke about us being the honeymoon destination.
Yeah. Wow.
I was supposed to talk about our Jazz and Arts Festival.
Yeah, we needed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I needed you to climb the Peters too. Yeah. Claire, I know you could do that.
I've done it twice already.
Exactly.
So yes.
I know you could do that.
But imagine I got best promotional video with just these 3 aspects of Saint Lucia.
Because we bad.
Unless if I put in carnival,
okay,
jazz, our catamaran, snorkeling, everything else that Saint Lucia comes with.
And yeah. I mentioned carnival. I know Maureen is there, but in all of these countries, we are the best carnival. Nothing against Grenada.
There was a big debate on our bus about who has the best carnival. I was just quiet.
What you have to tell this girl?
I didn't say anything. No, I have to let my carnival speak for
itself. As Grenadians, you don't have to make an excuse for me. We don't argue carnival.
You don't argue that?
We don't argue carnival. We know we have the best juvie.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
So and we don't bother. Y'all can have the car.
I experienced Juve in Dominica. It's really, really,
it's gorgeous,
really good.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate Grenada 100% mm-hmm. because again, at school, again, and that's what we talk about regional integration, OECS, the Caribbean. I went to UWE, and at UWE, when you meet Grenadians, the best party we would have every single year on the calendar at UWE would be the Grenadian Jab Jab Party.
That's right.
And you know, as I said, Nushan, I was proud to play for that. And you know who? Let me say, polish me for that, mm-hmm. that sort of party, Maureen. Because when I would come back to St. Lucia during Christmas or
and
the summer,
uh-huh.
Maureen would give me every single song.
From every Grenadian song?
You could have a folder called Grenada Jab Jab.
That's right.
And Maureen give me that.
Oh, they schooled you.
School, bro. I school. I think.
You can't come unprepared, brother.
And I tell you, when you see I go back to school, I'm the baddest thing.
Oh,
why
yeah.
why you think
you
I'm the baddest thing?
You are Grenadian, did
exactly.
you?
Because I have some. I tell you, and that is what regional integration
yeah,
is all about.
Definitely.
So when you see you.
And we can. I think our greatest asset as Caribbean people is to be proud of where we're from.
Yeah, you have to own it. You have to own it. Yeah.
Because sometimes people leave the Caribbean and they don't want to come back. But when there's a Caribbean party,
they're there. I say Lucian.
I'm Grenadian. But you don't come back. You have to own it.
100%.
Mm. All the time.
100%.
Because all the little things that are unique to you, that makes you you, that adds that little
pizzazz.
You have to own that.
That is the flavor.
You have to own it.
That is the flavor. Yeah.
And it was nice to see all the flavors come together at the pageant last week.
Well, you definitely got inspired by that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm going back to Dominica.
Other than using the dance, what are some of the other things you think you might want to do in your stint?
A lot of girls are interested in pageantry as of lately, and I don't think they understand how many things you have to sacrifice when you're doing a pageant. I mean, I've done it 10 times, so I'm very well aware of what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to behave, what I'm supposed to sacrifice. But some girls are coming in fresh, like green bananas. And I want to create a space where they can learn, before they even drop themselves into a pageant, learn about what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to act, the sacrifices you're supposed to make, how you're supposed to be passionate about something, create a platform for yourself so that when you get into the space where you can make a change, you have the ability to already do so, because you're very well versed and aware of what you're supposed to do. So I want to launch Behind the Sash. So you know how Behind the Sash is behind BTS, behind the scenes. So instead of something that puts you out there, behind the scenes of what goes on in all the pageantry world that we know, all the glitz and glamour, what goes on
Outside of it.
Can I challenge you for a second? I mean, you're young, but very, very experienced. Mm-hmm. How about being a chaperone next time around? I mean, Carnival Queen is coming up. Oh. Tammy, what's going on? Oh. Yeah. Oh, Carnival coming. I think I could challenge you with that. Sometimes, you know, you could do a lot.
Well,
I wouldn't. Not now.
Really?
Not now. Because you see, she has a mandate on her hand. It should be a chaperone in upcoming. She now have a responsibility. She should be given that opportunity to execute the things that she would like to execute as part of her reign. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, this is the OECS, you know. Mm-hmm. What you do, what you can achieve, what you can put together that in motion there, that really and truly could be a bigger real standing platform, grounded platform for you. Yes. So I think she should be given the opportunity to focus on that for now. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
I believe so. But the thing is, I also know Claire, right? I think that she could do it. I think she could do both. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons you were on Youth Unplugged the first time. Mm-hmm. Because apart from the fact that she works at WASCO, Claire dances many nights during the week and still completes a degree at this point, which is a lot. You're juggling. Yes. And you're still completing that degree whilst being Miss OECS.
Yes.
Going up for a pageant in April, you know. So I know your hands, they're filled.
Yeah, oh, they are, definitely. All the time. Yeah. And I've been doing this from, as soon as I got to SJC, I started dabbling into dance and track and field and still doing school and everything else. Mm-hmm. So my hands have been filled. I know how to juggle quite a bit all at once. I've never slowed down, really and truly. So this is all I know. Juggling many things all at once.
And Marina, I'll give you a joke. When we were in Form 5 on Saturday afternoons, between dance, she would come and sit down in the middle of the Ave Maria school and we'd do chemistry. Because I was better in chemistry than her. You know, she had to check me. You know, she had to check me too.
Right.
I'm serious. So in between dance, a little 2 hours we have there, we'll do probably an hour, a little past paper or something like that. That shows the dedication, you know. So I know that Claire can juggle. If it's one thing she can do, she can juggle.
I mean, no, I'm not DJ, but I can juggle.
Yeah, you can juggle. Yeah, that's a good one.
Certainly a good one.
You see now, she have humor. I know.
Right. The titles, where we are in terms of time.
I come to the second titles, one now. Yeah. Best in Evening Wear. Now, I didn't see that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, honestly, I
saw it. The green. Yeah, that was beautiful. Was that a design made or was it made?
It was actually designed by Courtney Tison.
Right, I was your chaperone.
Yes.
And he did an awesome job as
well. Yeah, he did.
And was it locally made?
No, it wasn't, but we did we had some alterations to make and we did all of them right here.
I thought Beat Envy. Yeah.
Right. He does so many things.
And of course, the face was...
Always on point.
Yeah, always on point.
Always.
Yeah.
So we had to come to that one. Next, best in swimwear is the walk for me.
Oh my god.
It's always the walk. You see, For me, that's the best part about it. When you see somebody, the first step could tell you everything. Yeah. You see, as long as the step is on point, confidence. You know what's happening.
Yes.
She's getting that. She's getting best in swimwear.
Of course. Well, that's my favorite tech. That's my favorite award to receive at every show.
Absolutely.
I've never not gotten it, so...
No,
so
that's right.
I hope to continue.
So before you go into the pageant, you're already sticking down.
Yeah, just best in swimwear. Thank you.
That is amazing. Right. Do you work out?
No, I don't. I dance like...
Oh, well, you dance.
5 days a week. So that's kind of my workout.
She don't have a choice.
That's it. That's the workout.
She don't have to go to the gym.
Right. What else she did? What else she did she win?
I'm seeing best in creative national.
That one. What did you portray?
I portrayed the Trinity of St. Lucia. So our flower festivals... That was in La Marguerite, our carnival, and our Warped Duette. Yeah.
So it was... Combine all of all that. Of them. Who created?
Gillan Avril, and Keston Jean-Baptiste.
Wow.
Yeah. It was such a beautiful costume.
Wow.
She also won Best Swimwear. There's a difference in Best Swimwear and best in Swimwear. Mm-hmm.
Well, Best Swimwear, it would be the actual design. Thing, the actual design.
The fit and everything.
Best in it is how she rock it.
So, so let's get a correction. Is it Best Swimwear you know you have, or you have Best in Swimwear?
Well, majority of pageants put them together. Yeah, so from the moment you get Best Swimwear, it's how the fit, how you rock it, everything. But they separated it, and I still got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who designed? Was it a What was the swimwear? Normally, we know pageants did let all the girls have to get the same design. Mm-hmm.
My swimwear was designed in Guyana,
right.
And we made all the changes right here in St. Lucia.
Wonderful. What color was it? I didn't get to
pink and purple.
Right. Yes. I know. I saw it. And that's what I'm seeing in my. I just seen it in a little thing in my eyes.
My first two appearances were based on La Wars and La Marguerite. Yeah, so pinks and purples and blues,
Nice. Mm-hmm. Also, you stuck to theme right along.
A lot of people don't know about our flower festivals. Mm-hmm. Anybody outside of St. Lucia doesn't really know, because you know that part of our culture is kind of getting lost a little bit.
Yes.
So I had to add a little pizzazz into it. Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
around La Wars.
And sometimes we don't even hear it. La Margaret, boy.
Yeah. Honestly,
the church to me is who's really carrying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I go to church, and it's only when I go to church I see people with the doctor thing, and they sing the songs in church, etc. That's where I see.
Was it personal for you, ensuring that you wanted to make sure that?
Yes.
Why are you so passionate about it? Sorry.
Well, my family is very involved in the flower festival.
You used to be one of those little things. What was you, the princess or the queen?
Always the princess. So my family is very involved in the flower festivals, and I think everybody wants to know what it's about. You know how St. Lucians love drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most dramatic part of our culture, the flower festival. So
you wanted to see that preserved?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to showcase that part of St. Lucia.
I like. Okay.
Now, you're kind of running out of time. I'd ask you this, what's really next for you? I mean, I see directly, we're looking at April.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. April, remind us, what is the name of the...
Miss Caribbean Carnival, and it's in St. Martin.
Oh, you're traveling, eh?
Yes.
How many different countries are going to be?
13, so it's much bigger. It's a lot.
It's bigger, that's what I'm saying. Yes, that's bigger.
I'm hoping to win this one as well.
We have no doubt you would bring that home. Certainly.
Because we're already ticking off two things.
Of course.
Best swimwear and best in swimwear. We're ticking that off already. You understand? So it's about just a little bit of refinement. But remember, people are going to be looking at you.
Yes.
People are going to be replaying Miss OECS 23-24. Because that is a girl to beat there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She got this. She got this.
Yeah. I'm excited. And that's, I think, I want to do it. So that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. So going back into St. Martin, the same team?
Almost definitely.
Ah, why not?
The winning team, of course.
Sometimes probably you feel like you
know. No. The exact same team. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
what do you attribute the success of your pageantry life to? Do you believe it's the passion you have for wanting to drive home the points? Because if you're just driven by the fact that I just want to win this to say I have the crown, or you're driven by more solid things, like you want to make difference, you want to make a change, you want to make difference.
I want to make a change.
You tend to to end up more on top more of the time because yes. you're not top
you
button down by,
you
by
have
that
a purpose.
Part.
Yes. You have a purpose. When reason. You get into the pageant, you there's something that you want to do. There's a message that you want to send across. That's and it. I think this year, well, last year in particular, I struggled quite a bit. And this pageant was my redemption. And I came with a drive, this sort of vengeance that I wanted to share how good it is to participate in pageantry just to show off your femininity, just to be more confident in who you are, your whole je ne sais quoi and everything about you. So I want girls to realize that you have to be confident in what you're doing, everything that you do. Just be your best self. Give the best version of yourself to the world because that's what people remember when you go. When
on
I'm
days,
not here anymore.
On days when you don't feel that confidence, what do you do?
According to Rihanna, just fake it good.
Fake it, that's right.
Well, Claire, you definitely have the support. This is Shatoya saying, big up Claire, big up, big up, big up, big up, big up you. She's the true embodiment of a talented queen. Wishing her all the best in her future endeavors. I mean, Shatoya, big up you as well. SHRE.
You
know that dancing group? People say what they think, eh?
Yeah.
And that, again, that is Sandbox. That's people that, from the time I'm a little boy, dancing quadrille at Helen Folk.
Shatoya was downstairs.
So you stopped dance quadrille?
I stopped dancing quadrille because...
That's
I don't
no
have
excuse,
an answer. I don't have an
your
answer.
Thing
okay,
and go
I
back
honestly don't have an answer. You know, the only time I start to really feel the quadrille again is around October. Eh?
Yeah.
When I hear the music start, you know, I just move my feet and I give them a little something. But I feel like the waist is getting hard and everything getting hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I need to do like Claire and be the true spirit of embodiment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, that,
she's brilliant. Yeah, congratulations
thank
again.
Thank you.
So, we're going to tell you. Best of luck for April. And you know, when you win it in April, I'll call you back. You understand?
Oh,
so,
boy. Number
back.
Three?
Number
She'll
three. And watch me. You're going to be my first interview because this week you give me a chalk. You go two other places before you came
but
here.
But I enjoy being on Youth Unplugged.
Yeah, because I is your bestie. So
yeah.
I got to check your boy.
You had to catch her while she just dropped back down. Unfortunately, it was down in the week. So
yeah, you see, I was sick.
Okay,
I just
okay.
go out of home the same day she comes down.
And record that.
Yeah, record that. You understand? But I go to her. So Claire, respect. You know, big up you. I should tell you, like you say, I'm giving you all the colloquial terms. Understand?
Thank you.
But again, thank you so much for popping in today at RCI. Mm-hmm. You know, we
thank
the best, you know.
Of course.
Understand? And we're giving you the
of
best interview. You're getting an interview
here.
Better than that anyway.
Oh,
you understand? I tell you something. Oh, unless you go and take more in
my. Those earrings are gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Did you get them here?
Yes, I did.
Where, man? You gotta give a girl a hoop.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
For real, lovely.
Right. One more thing before I go, I promised I would say that we need some support again for our contestants. I mean, we love the sponsorship that we get from the private sector, but we need a bit more. Again, Claire is about to head out in April. Yeah, we need a sponsor. You understand? We would love a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
We love what Wasco is doing, but we'd love a sponsor because that goes
a
long way.
Never too much.
Never too much because
the more we have, is the more we can put together a product that is you know unbeatable.
We have dresses to buy. We have things to clear.
Yeah, yep. Course,
when the things come out at customs, we again.
I'm an LA.
And again, creative industries.
Have to pay for this?
Creative industries.
Yes,
creative
do.
Industries. And
we always have to pay.
Okay,
for
and this is what I'm saying. Creative industries. We should be getting concessions.
That's what I'm saying.
This person is not representing herself. You know, she's representing St. Lucia and, of course, the whole OECS. Mm-hmm. We should not be
You're
paying
crazy.
To clear these things. And that's a serious thing. This is some of the problems that we have. And again, we highlight the positive here in Youth Unplugged, but we don't highlight. Yeah, we need to highlight these things as well. Yeah, clean address. That's nonsense.
Nonsense.
That is nonsense. I don't care what anybody says. That is something that the government needs.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, Claire, she brought back. St. Lucia.
Yeah.
Listen, fix it.
We need to fix it.
Fix it.
We 100%. She told me not to say it.
No. Fix it.
But I'm saying
it.
I'm saying it. I don't care.
The child is about it. She just wrapped up.
We need to have that conversation.
She's supposed to go to one again. We expect her to pick. No, sir. Fix that. That has to be fixed. That's
right?
Nonsense.
So, again, shout out to everyone on the live. I'm seeing Desiree Williams, Ricky Sheldon, Leah Yard, Jonathan Gerard. People showing you love, but we want to show you love the right way, and we need to get that sponsorship and, of course, that support for you, for your next pageant and all your future endeavors.
Maybe
so, Claire,
there's something that have to be done. Maybe that's a...
I'm writing a letter, you know.
No. Your body, your committee probably had to send in something.
Mm-hmm. We did send quite a few and... Nobody.
You did not. No, all you need
okay,
to
Ministry
fix
of Tourism.
No,
okay, I see y'all.
No,
I see y'all.
Fix this.
Yeah, I see y'all.
No,
but anyways,
fix this.
This has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. People, head over to the Bank of St. Lucia now. I'm going to apply for a credit card.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, going to apply for a credit card to the Bank of St. Lucia. That is my personal
bank. Oh, that's
bank.
Definitely one of my goals for the year.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going? Yeah, well, go and check Bank of St. Lucia. They'll give it to
you. Of course, of course.
Yeah, they'll give it to you. Yeah, yeah. So be yourself, land people. Go look for some land. Mm-hmm. Go check out Bank of St. Lucia. This is Youth Unplugged. My name is Khalid Vidal. I will see you guys on Saturday. And next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged, Maureen is here up until 6.